Okay, so I wanted to tell you, why am I getting baptized then? So I first want to read a verse from the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come." And my baptism symbolizes in a public declaration that my old self has died with Jesus when he died on the cross. And I have come to new life with Jesus when he rose to life.
Great, Sam, thank you. Do take a seat. We'll have you back up in a sec. Yeah, that's fine, just leave that there. And as I said, in a moment we're going to baptize Sam. Let me quickly say a couple of things about baptism. Some of you will have heard me say these things in recent Redeemer baptisms in the past few months, but they are vital, plus it's worth running through them for the number of guests we have this morning. So baptism is three things. Now, some of you guys could probably give this talk back to me. I'll be testing you afterwards. But the first thing it is a statement about Jesus. It's a public statement in which Sam says to the world, I belong to Jesus. I love him. I want to give my life to him, and I'm not ashamed of that. It's fantastic to see so many here. I'd love Sam to do this in front of the whole of, well, the world, the whole of Croydon, but you know, this is a good start. So it's a public statement. Number two, it's a command from Jesus in the Bible. It's a matter of obedience, not a nice to have. If you're a Christian here this morning, you haven't yet been baptized, chat to me afterwards. It's a good thing to obey Jesus if you're going to be following him, which is what Sam is seeking to do this morning. And number three, it's a picture. And it's a picture of a couple of things. First of all, it's a picture of what Jesus did, how he was buried in the ground for 3 days, and then rose again to new life. And so, and regulars at Redeemer will groan at this point, you have permission to, I'm going to take Sam, I'm going to hold him under the water for 3 days. Good to see everyone's awake. We'll bring him back up. And but genuinely, baptism is a picture of the death and burial and then resurrection to new life that Jesus underwent for us. The second thing it's a picture of is the cleansing. I'm nearly done. The cleansing that happens to someone when they become a Christian. They become a brand new person, as Sam articulated so well just now. The old life passes away, it dies, they begin a brand new life with all of their sins, past, present, and even future, washed away. And baptism symbolizes that cleansing, that washing. So in a sense, baptism is kind of like the wedding ring of the Christian life. This indicates that I'm married. It doesn't make me married. I'd be married even if I lost it, but it indicates that I am married. Baptism doesn't make Sam a Christian, but what it does do is indicate that he is a Christian. And therefore, there's nothing special about this water. It's just come from the tap in the kitchen behind us. It's not been blessed or anything. Doesn't need to be, because what is blessed, what is holy, is Sam's faith. And that's why you can baptize a Christian anywhere, anytime, any place. What is sacred isn't the location or the water or anything else, but their faith, which is what Sam has. So, Sam and James, if you'd both like to come up. And Sam, if you'd like to step into the pool. Without tripping up. Do you want to climb in? How's that? Right, temperature? Okay. Okay. Not going to be burnt, are you? No. Okay. Yep, youngsters can come forward to have a look. If you're at the back and you haven't quite got a view, feel free to stand up so you can see. And I've now got some questions for Sam. And if you agree with what I'm asking you to promise, Sam, say in a confident, loud voice, I do. Before we go into those, I've remembered one other thing. Because this is a public declaration, please feel free to get out your phones, take pictures. Let's get this on social media. This is public. We want it, the more public, the better. So don't hold back on taking photos and videos. But Sam, let me ask you these questions. If you agree, then say in a loud voice so we can all hear, I do. Sam Porter, do you come to God in repentance and faith, trusting in Jesus' death alone for your salvation?
I do.
Do you follow Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? Finally, do you commit all the days of your life to walking with God, serving his people, and witnessing to his world?
I do.
Well, baptism symbolizes membership in God's family, As soon as Sam comes up out of the water, let's give him a really good Redeemer family welcome. And Sam, we've heard about your repentance and faith. It's now our delight and our privilege to baptize you, our dear brother, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The old is gone. And the new has come. Let me pray once again quickly, then we'll let Sam go and get into dry clothes. Father God, thank you for this picture that you've given us to symbolize and mark the joyful celebration of when someone has joined your family, when they've taken for themselves the cleansing from all of their sins, when they've taken for themselves the going into death that they can have by being united with Jesus, but then the coming out into new life. Thank you for this new life of Sam, Lord. Please would he live it for your glory. And we pray these things again for his blessing and in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, bro. Get dry.